This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Dogfish Head 90-Minute IPA, Category 14C Imperial IPA. Well, I can see it's moderately hazy. It's a medium amber color. Has a tall off-white head. Somewhat rocky. Looks to be persistent. And is lacing the glass. Give it a 2. The nose has a strong hop aroma, citrusy, earthy, apricot. It also has a moderate caramel, toasty, malty, malty aroma that develops some sweetness and grows as it warms. There's a light alcohol. The malt develops and winds up equaling the hops after a little time. There are medium-low esters. I don't know, it smells sort of like a barley wine to me. It's like the malt is too forward in the balance. The malt and hops seem somewhat even, and the hops really need to sort of pop out above the malt. So I'm going to give it a 10. It has all the right components. It's just the balance is a little off. Okay, taste it now. Well, it has a strong bitterness, but there's a medium-high maltiness, toasty caramel flavors, fairly sweet finish. Any sort of sweetness in a Imperial IPA is too much, so that's not good. It has a medium-high hop flavor, citrusy and earthy flavors. The palate is awfully full, and the finish is full, and like I said before, it's somewhat sweet. It seems under-attenuated to me. There's too much residual sweetness and maltiness in the palate. I get a moderate alcohol flavor, medium light esters, but it's, I don't know, the balance is wrong for me. The malt is too prominent. The hops are about right, but the level of malt is masking the hops and making it somewhat hard to drink. I'm going to give that a 14. It seems, if you handed it to me and I tried it, I would tell you that I thought it was an American barley wine. It has a medium full body. That's too much. Medium to medium high carbonation. It's fairly warming. It's not burning. But it just has a generally thick mouthfeel. And this needs to be a real drinkable beer, so that's, again, too much. So I'm going to give it a 3. So overall, while it's generally clean and tasty, the balance is not right at all for the style. The aroma, flavor, and mouthfeel all taste like a barley wine, not an Imperial IPA. I think if the beer was more attenuated, you know, either start with less malt or add more sugar or mash lower. I mean, it's got a 9% ABV, so I really wouldn't want it to attenuate any more at its given strength. So, I mean, they probably just started with too much malt in it. They started lower and finished lower and left the hops alone. I think the balance would be better. You know, it hits the general style parameters except in the sort of the balance and the finish. The flavors are all of the right profile. But, I don't know, if you had somebody taste it blind, I think the majority of judges would think it was more of an American barley wine. So I'm going to give it a 7 overall. So that's a total score of 36. see if we can find some other examples to try. This one does not exemplify the style that well. It's close, but it's closer to a different style. So that's the Dogfish Head 90-Minute IPA, Category 14C Imperial IPA.